Hi, my name's Sally, and I'm a staff member at the Texas State Aquarium. Here with me today is...
Linda. I'm a sophomore at 4-H Moody High School.
Moody High School. Okay, and with me today, I also have several of my jellyfish from the Floating Phantoms exhibit at the aquarium. And the jellyfish we have today are called moon jellies. Now, moon jellies are found out in Corpus Christi Bay, as well as the Gulf of Mexico. Now, Linda, what do you know about jellyfish?
Oh, I really don't know that much.
Well, I'm glad you said that, because that's why I'm here. Now, you have a little friend with you.
Yes.
Okay, now this is a cute little jellyfish puppet we have, and it's going to be good to show anatomy of a jellyfish. Now, this type of jellyfish is more of a Atlantic sea nettle-style jellyfish. Can't say the color is correct, but at the top of the jellyfish is the bell of the jellyfish. Hanging around the perimeter of the bell are tentacles. Now, the tentacles are what contain the stinging cells that may sting you if you come in contact with the jellyfish. Underneath, in the center of the jellyfish, are the blue, leafy-looking things called oral arms. Now, when a jellyfish eats, it grabs the food with the tentacles, moves it to the oral arm, then the food travels up the oral arm into the mouth at the center. Now, isn't that fun?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Now, have you ever seen a jellyfish in real life?
Well, just right here.
Just right here. Okay, well, that's why we brought them. So I guess you've never been stung by a jellyfish.
No.
Now, a lot of people who come to our bays and beaches get stung by jellyfish, and it hurts a lot. And I get stung mostly every day since I work with the animals. And I have come up with one of the best ways to deal with jellyfish stings, and that's using unseasoned meat tenderizer. Now, many people think if they wash the sting off with fresh water or hot water or salt water, it's going to help. But that's actually going to cause the stinging cells to fire more, and you're going to be in more pain. And some people think rubbing the area down with sand is going to help too, but that's not going to help. So if you just take some unseasoned meat tenderizer, not the red stuff that will make you smell like steak, but the white stuff, that will help denature the enzymes that cause the jellyfish thing to burn. Okay, now, what else do you want to know about jellyfish?
Why do they sting in the first place?
Why do they sting in the first place? That's a good question. They sting because that's how they capture their food. Jellyfish are very weak swimmers, and they're considered to be something called plankton. That means they live in the water column, and they're very poor swimmers, and basically the winds and tides push the animal around. So if food comes near and it's being pushed away by the current, it may not be able to get its food. So what it can do is reach out with its tentacles, sting the food, and remember, it's got that enzymes in that's really going to stun the prey. They can grab one with the tentacles, and that's why they sting, to get food. Mm. Now, like I said, they do live in the water column, and they are subject to winds and tides. And if you've ever been along our bays and beaches here, you've seen numerous jellyfish. I mean, we're talking hundreds and hundreds of jellyfish washed up on the beaches. The thing to know is when a jellyfish is washed up dead, it may still be able to sting you, so please be very careful. We get a jellyfish, or have you heard of a Portuguese man of war?
No.
No. Okay, a Portuguese man of war kind of looks like our little puppet friend. He's got a blue float with long blue tentacles, and it's not a true jellyfish at all, but it's very dangerous. So when you look at him or you see him on the beach, don't touch him because you're going to get stung bad. And trust me, they hurt. The other thing to know is, like I said, jellyfish live in the water column. They're considered plankton, and they get their food by stinging. Now, what do you think jellyfish eat?
I'm not sure.
Well, jellyfish, mostly, the smaller jellyfish anyway, like the moon jelly, will eat other food called plankton. Now, plankton are, like I said before, is anything living in the water column that is a very weak swimmer. And that includes small animals, like little single-celled animals and plants, like phytoplankton and zooplankton, as well as some larger animals, such as different types of jellyfish. And there are jellyfish that will eat other jellyfish, and numerous other small fishes like shrimp, and maybe even some crabs, and Some big jellyfish will actually eat small fish, and that's kind of fun to watch. So now what we'll be doing is going from a small animal that lives in the bay that eats plankton, the jellyfish, to some of the largest animals in the ocean that eat plankton that are marine mammals. And here to tell you about that is Dr. David McKee of Texas A&M University.